Okay. Isn't that coming out? And three guys. Okay, you ready? Let's begin, guys. Okay. All right, we left off yesterday. We just had began the Machlokes Reb Yehuda in the Chachamim, which is a Mishnah in Daf Ayin Zayinim and Beis and Ben Zvachim, and the Gemara Menachos Chav Beis and Alfas Masberit. Chachamim say, the Chachamim are of the opinion that Min Bemino is bottle, and Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that Min Bemino is not bottle. And the Gemara says that the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bemino is lo bottle, because we learn from the pasuk of Lokach HaKohen Midam HaPar Midam HaSoyer, it's a Davar Yadua that the blood of the par is more than the blood of the sire. And nevertheless, the Torah still says it retains its name, Dam Par and Dam Soyer. The pasuk says in Vayikra that Zion says that both have identifications. And the fact is, because Min Bemino is lo bottle, even though the blood of the par is more than the sire, we assume Min Bemino is lo bottle. I, the Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon do with that pasuk? So they say that Davar HaKar Aval Mizbech, which is called Olin, is special. That's Ein Mevatlin Zetzeh. But in general, Min Bemino is bottle Barov. So that's the marker. We have to know the marker. Machleg is reviewed in the Chama as to whether Min Bemino is bottle or Min Bemino is lo bottle or not. Obviously, one would say whenever you have Yachid V'Rabim, Halach K'Rabim, so Stam Rebut is Rebut of Bar-Eloi against the Chachamim. We hold like the Chachamim. Min Bemino's lo bottle. Just to point out, though, Rashi is Soser himself. Rashi, in Chulin, Kuftesim and Aleph, paskins like Reb Yehuda. He paskins like Reb Yehuda, Halach L'maisa, that Min Bemino's lo bottle, which contradicts the Rashi in Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, where Rashi writes, Beferish Lav Hilchasa, that the halacha is, like the Gemara later on, Ayin Gimel and Beis, that Min Bemino is bottle, like the Chachamim. Tevel, it might be an exception to the rule, like the Gemara says in Ayin Gimel, but that's it. That's the exception to the rule, you know, Tevel. But anything else, you would say Min Bemino is in fact what? Is in fact bottle. And if you look in the box there, the box says someone else must have put in this Rashi and Samach Vav. And that otherwise, because Tosim Sochem and Daflamet points out the steer in Rashis from Chulin Kuf Tesimanav, where he passes like Reb Yehuda, Min Bemino's lo bottle, against Avodah Zarah Samach Vav Amaral, where he passes like the Chum, the Min Bemino's bottle. And Tosis already points out the steer, Halach Lamaisa. But Tevel the Ayin Nesach, when Rashi says the exception rule, Rashi is passing Min Bemino's bottle. So the Bach here says someone else put the Rashi. Someone else put this Rashi, and Rashi didn't mean it, and Rashi holds like Reb Yehuda. But Lamaisa, that's the discussion whether Rashi, how Rashi paskins. But as we said, Rov Rishonim paskins like the Chachamim, that Min Bemino is bottle, Yachid V'Rabim is in fact Halacha what? Halacha Kirabim. So that leads us to the following. Now that we've established that, it's interesting that we should point out, and Tosis and Sadi Zayin and Menachem Maska Amar and Chulin and the Rashba also, they all hold like the Chumim, Min Bemino's lo bottle, Halacha L'maisa. So we go like Min Bemino's bottle, because we go like what? We go like the Chum, it's bottle Barov. Okay. This will allow us now that we can go into the Sugya now about Abai the Rava. And the cases in the Shulchan Aruch of Sif Beis and Sif Gimel that we have to see. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Samach Vavam and Beis, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Samach Vavam and Aleph presents the machloikas between Abai and Rava. And it says that the Gemara introduces, and it says that the machloikas is whether you go baser tama or whether you go baser shma. And Abaye says, in a situation where you have new nesach wine mixed with grapes, Abaye says you go b'mashahu, because you go baser tama. And since idi v'idi chad taimu, the new wine and grapes have this one taste, so it's min bemino is b'mashahu, because it's a yayin nesach. It's not that we're possibly computer, but it's yayin nesach is an exception. And Rava differs, and he says, Benosin Tam, because you go Basar Shema. And new wine and grapes have different names, and therefore it's deemed as Min B'Shein Omino, Umin b'sheinu mino is benosin tam. So this is a machlokes Abaye v'Rava in the Gemara and Daf Samach Vav and Aleph. How you categorize something to make it whether it's min b'mino or min b'sheinu mino. It's critical. We point out the machlokes Tanaim Reb Yudin the Chachamim. Whether you hold min mimino is batal or not. Now we got to get to the nitty gritty. How do you define whether something's min mimino or not? So that's a machleis amaroyim between Abaye and Rava. Do you look at taste like Abaye or do you look at name like Rava? And then you go accordingly in ours, and then however you define it, you will go like the chamashita, min mimino will be batal. So there's a very, very fundamental machleis here between the Ramah and the Shach straight up. How in fact you paskin? The Ramah writes here in Siv Beis, and we'll get back to the Mechaber Bli Neder about the case, but I want to just focus on this for a moment, and that is that the Ramah writes Le'inyin min b'mino azlina baser shma imu shava have min b'mino avalo azlina baser taima imu shava olo. The Ramah writes befeirish you go baser shma in Sariches Siv Beis, and the Shach here argues very strongly in Sifkat and Vav, and he claims not that way, and he claims you go baser taima. So you have a machlokes between the Ramah and Shach as to how we go. Do we go baser shma or do we go baser taima? The Ramah says shma, the Shach says taima. Now, let's make it very clear from the very outset. You mean to tell me the Shach is paskin like Abaye? Chas v'sholom. Okay, we have a klal, you know, Yal Kagam, that we always paskin like Rabbi Yechon, like Rava, and never like Abaye, except in the Yal Kagam cases. This is not one of the Yal Kagam cases. I don't think there's any Rishon that says that. Okay, I can't promise you, but I don't think there's ever a Rishon that will say in that acronym Yal Kagam that Taima comes up. So no one should say that the Shach is holding like Abaye. Okay, so what does the Shach say? The Shach says is that the Gemara Lamaisa is talking about situations where it is batal barov. The Shach says we're talking about situations where it's considered to be what? Batal barov, not batal barov, things like Orla they need, you know, Masayim, and Truma needs Meya, and therefore the Shach says that, you know, that's the situation where you come up where Lamaisa, you could say, oh, are we going bus or what? Are we, you know, that's the machlekes in between Abaye and Rav and the Gemara. Do you go bus or Shema or do you go bus or Taima? On those things that don't lend themselves to Nesinis Tam, that, you know, you need 100, you need 200, those things that, those categories that don't lend themselves to Nesinis Tam, then you have a machlekes between Abaye and Rava, do you go bus or Shema, or do you go bus or Taima? But in a situation where it's regular Isurim, not like, you know, like bus or B'chalav or Ham or things of that sort, Yitzchak, I can't see you. So you, how about, yeah, either this way or that? Yeah, maybe social distance is probably better that way. Yeah, I can't see you. So that's good. So you see Beferish, so you know, by things that are not those things, like, you know, Ham and bus or B'chalav, those things that lend themselves to regular Isurim, so those things, Lamaisa, that's where you have the machlokes, the Ramah and the Shach. But don't start saying the Shach holds like Abaye. It's ridiculous. As the Shach says himself, the case in they're arguing about is things where there's no standard bittul, where you need Masayim or you need a Meya, things of that sort, where it's not given to Nesinis Tam. How do you identify those in those shilas? Is it Basa Shema or is it Basa Taima? But in regular standard Isurim, that's where you have the machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach. And that was not the machlokes in the Gemara between Abaye and Rav. That's what the Shach wants to say. So I wanted to just make that very clear. No one should make that mistake that the Shach's passing like Abaye. That's not right. So the truth is, the Shach there in Sifkat and Vav, Paskin's like, as we learned, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Kikar is Minat Torah. And he says, I don't understand the Ramah. How can you identify whether something's Min B'min or Min B'shin or based on names, based on Shema? He says, that's nuts. He says, because if there's Nesinis Tam, you can't ignore the Nesinis Tam. How can you say something that is what? Equal in name and not in time, You're going to say that's considered to be min bimino, and all you need is what? All you need is midrabban and shishim. That's nuts. If there's time, then b'mitzias, if there's time, you should require shishim. That's the shach's kasha on the Ramah, right? It doesn't make any sense, he says. If it's all based on the sinus time, then lemaisa, it's a pella to say that what you're going to say, identify based on Shema, it makes it mimimino, and ignore the fact that there's time. How can you ignore the fact that there's time? That's what the Shach asks, and he says, there's no way. Why is it not asur min haTorah? Why is it not defined as min b'sheino mino? And the Shach says, I think you're wrong, that you always go basur lemaisa, the category of min b'sheino mino, and min b'mino, you go basur tam and not shma. And he argues very, very fiercely on the what? On the Ramah. Okay, that's the Shach. So there are different biurim to frem for the Ramah. The first one I want to try to do is the Mahalach of the Rav Zatzal, because I heard Rav Shechter Shlita just say it over this year in the Chabura, in the Koil. So let's say it over. Rav has a beautiful Mahalach, Bez Hashem. And then we should try to get to the other Mahalachim. Of course, maybe the order in which I'm doing it is not right, but I wanted to first do that because it's a long Mahalach, and then there's a Taz, and then there's a Rav Moshe. So let's go with the Rav first, okay? So the Rav Zatzal wants to say beautifully, he says, Lamaisa, what is the requirement of Shishim, of Bitl B'Shishim, on a Lach B'Lach case, or Lach B'Yavish, by Min M'Shein O'Mino? What is the Pshat, Lamaisa? Do you assume that, you know, Kozman, there's in the Sinus time up till Shishim, the Isser is considered to be Nikar, and you would say Hadrinali Surakama, and it's mamish like whatever, it's ham, or it's basar b'chalav, whatever the isser is at hand. Or you can view it as the isser chadash, kind of like we said from the isser essay of Rabbi Yaakov Darlinish, which we mentioned, okay? So however you want to say it, in other words, you have a problem that you have a problem of mitzias of tama isser, and the only way you can get rid of it is shishim. And that tama isser either could be cause of whether it's the old isser, or it's a new isser, however you want to formulate it. That's one possibility, okay? That's one possibility that you could say. But the bottom line is, that's one possibility that in fact you could say. But what I want to bring out is the other possibility, which we want to try to build up. And that is that I don't care. And I'm saying it kind of dramatically. I don't care whether it's in the Sinus Tam. There's a halachic concept, it's a din. Shishim is a din, and you're done. Once you have shishim, you're done. You want to say from today to tomorrow, do all the somersaults you want, all the cartwheels you want. I taste it. I don't care. Once you're shishim, it's a formal din, and you are done. That's the chiddush of the Rav. Halach lamaisa. And the way Rav Shechter said it is that you need a sheer gadol. It's not enough to have chad betray. You need to have a sheer gadol. Lamashal. Let's say in dinin nefashos, where you want to incriminate a guy to kill him. What's the din? You need a margin of at least two. But since there are 23 dianim, it's always got to be at least, it's 13 to 10. In the din is, you always have to have a margin of two to incriminate a guy to kill him. But, you know, you don't have an even number of dimes, so you have 23. So it always got to be 13 to 10. So that's an example of a sheer gadol. Who would deny me here? By lach b'lach min m'shein omino, you need the halacha mandates, the halacha mandates, you need a sheer gadol. And if I have shishim, I'm done. Mutter. I don't care what it tastes like. It doesn't make a difference. And that's the chiddush. It's not a siluk tam b'mitzias, like the Shach learned. And the Shach shries at the Ramah. You know, shry means he yells at the Ramah. No, the Ramah responds back, no, you got it wrong, says the Ramah. The Ramah says to the Shach, it's not a din of tziluk tam b'mitzias. It's a formal din. Once you have shishim, you are done. It's mutter. And Lamaisa, I want to just mention that first sod, whether it's considered to be an isser, that first sod, whether it's considered to be a isser chadash, whether it's considered to be an Isher Chadash or not, Lamaisa, let me just point out what that means, okay? Let me just point out what that means, that, you know, that's within the first side. We're not going with that first side because that's the Shach. But Lamaisa, I just want to point out that that Lamaisa Reb Chaim says in the Machalas Asuris Pirik Tesalachas and a Maisa Kabanas Pirik Yidolach Yid Beis that Tom Kicker is an Isser Chadash. We should know that. We didn't mention it yet. He claims in both those places Isser Chadash, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Psachim that the Gemara Psachim comes out to learn a Kavachomer Tom Kicker from the Isser of Nasser. It doesn't say that Mishras is a Gilui Milsa. It's Mashma that it's a new Isser, that the Isser is a dying, the Isser is Nicker and it's not Batal. So Lamaiser of Ganach Shlita also said from the note of Yehuda, Tom Kicker's Mashma that it's an Isser Chadash, because the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this in Sifkat and Hay and our Simon that Tom Kicker is only said by a Lav Sheish Bo Malkus, like by Mishrats, Dumya to Mishras at Guli Nachri. But a Lav that has no Malkus, like Chalav Tamei, Lamaisa, that there's no din of Tom Kicker. Now, if Tom Kicker is just a Monea of the din Bittel, and we consider it to be like its Nicker, then what's the difference whether it has a Lav Sheish Bo Malkus, Lav Sheish Bo Malkus? The fact that what? The Yafusa is a Gilui Milsa. So Lamaisin must be that the time that the Note of Yehuda also holds an Isser Chadash, and it was only said on a Lav Sheish Bo Malkus, Dumya do Mishras Aguli Nachrim. So both Reb Chaim and the Note of Yehuda of Ganach wanted to point out holds that Tom Kicker is an Isser what? Is an Isser Chadash against the Meiri. The Meiri in Pesachim and Mehemar after Masko Zeo said B'Shem Gedolei Adairis that Mishras is only a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, and you don't have to have a special Lav, so it's Mashma that it's. It's all the old Isser Beferish. It's all the old Isser Beferish. And it's Mashma that Tom Kicker is that the Isser's Nicker, but it's the original Isser. It's not a new Isser. And the Rashba on Sadi Chesim and Bezer Maskov Akashilan, this is very important. Shame the Ravid has a following Lashon. Kol Heter, Shemekabel Tamina Isser, Vitama Isser Nickerbo, Timaso Zuhakaraso, Kirichsi Vecheich Ochel Yitamlo. I think that's a Pasuk in Navi, in Eiv maybe. He quotes a pasuk, "Vecheich ochol nitumlo, ve'en chashivas ochol betamo." The ikar is the taste. So the Rashba says the same. The Ravid, it's what? It's the old iser. Imam just quotes a pasuk in Navi. This Rashba, Shem the Ravid. I didn't give it to you. You should look it up. On Sadi Chesim Beis, the Rashba quotes a pasuk in Navi. So what I want to just point out is that within the Shach's perspective, let's get it clear that it's all a din of Tam. Is it an iser chadash or is it the old iser? Okay. That's the Shach, but the Ramah, going back to what we said, holds that there's a formal din, and the Ramah responds to the Shach, you got it wrong. It's not a siluk tam b'mitzias. It's a formal din. It's a din bittel, and that needs shishim. Ready? Yes, Ben.
How can it be that shishim is a formal bittel when it's min b'shein amino lach b'lach? If the Gemara and the Sotanara all say that it doesn't matter about the shishim, what matters is the kfeila.
Well, we're gonna get to it. Cause it's a good horror, okay? But let's try to build this up, okay? Let's try to not all this. We'll see. Not all shitas said like that when we said by Kfeila Ben, okay. But Lamaisich, there are shitas that say shishim is a din. But let's build this up. This mahalach. I want to try to build up this mahalach, and because I want to get to some other mahalachim in the Ramah as well. I want to just go a little bit vital, okay? Okay. Let's try to prove this, okay? This is the machloikis, the shach and the ramah we're saying. But it comes out, lamaisa, that this is very, very connected with Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. So let's just get the case clear. You always got to know the pshat before we get the lumnus. What was the case in Sif Beis, in the Mechaber? You have Misarev Min Bimino, and it's Nishpach. Now what does Nishpach mean? It doesn't have to dafka be poured out. Could also a little bit of, could have been eaten Bishogeg. Okay, the Yad Ephraim points it out. So you have Min Bimino, it's Nishpach, where you don't know what the shear was. So if you know there was a rove, what's the din? It's Mutter, right? If you know there was a rove, it's Mutter, because Shishim is only the Rabbanon. What's the famous din? Sveikin the Rabbanon, the Kula. Yes? Let's get this, guys. Vim lo no de Shaya Rubo Aser. And if you don't know whether it's Rubo, right? The din is what? The din is that it's usher. Okay? The din is that it's usher. Okay, if you don't know that it's, if you didn't know that it was Rubo, it's considered to be usher. Right? That's the halacha. Okay? We said that if it's min b'minu nishpach, we're saying the shishim is the rabban and safik lakula. But l'maisa mashenkin, if you didn't know, then, you know, if you didn't know such a situation, so then it's a sveikadi raisa, and halacha l'maisa, you know, it's going to be what? Sveikadi Raisa L'chumra. When you didn't know whether it was a rov, you have to be machmer. However, let's finish it out. What does the shach point out? If it's a, just to get the case of the machar, if it's a min mishen omino, we paskin what? Shishim is min atayra. So even if you know that it's rubo heter, yeah, even if you know once it was rubo heter, but you don't know now whether it's shishim, suffik derais is usher. Okay, everyone got that? We got that case? You the chlor, you got it? Okay. So, lamaisa, that sets the stage for this. Let's get it. Aval im nisar b'she'en omino, v'nishpach b'inyin, she'ni yochel lamod l'shar, afilu noda shayarov heter, usher. Right? And if it was in Sarav Hashem Omino, and you don't know, even if you're Noda L'maisa, it's going to be Aser, because why? Tam Kikr B'Shem Omino is D'Raisa, and L'maisa, you don't know whether it's Shishim, you're going to have to be Machmer. Okay. Then, the Mechaber continues. And this is the Gemara in Chulin that I wanted you to see. V'im Nisarev B'Mino V'Shem Omino. Now you got three things. V'Nishpach B'Nin Sheni Yochel L'Amod Alav L'Sharo. The note is I ruba hetu mimino. Rowan is shenu mino kilu eno vashar mino rabalov umavatlo. Okay? So, lemaisa, what do you have this pshat in the machaber? Minatayra, we say it's balta barov. The eno mino is bishishim. And therefore it gets mixed the min bimino vashenu mino basar shchutu with the nevela and the rotav. And there's not shishim the mavatlo the nevela. So it comes out there's hetu the mavatlo the iser. Mitzad the basa shchutu, which is the rov neged the nevela, and it should be mimino batam rov bin atayra. But we should ask the rotav, which is eno mino mitam, that there's not shishim neged the nevela. So we say that we ignore the rotavs if it's not there, it's not mixed in, and the nevela is already batam machmas the ribui mino, and it comes out to be heter mamish bin atayra. I the chum requires shishim min mimino mitarabanan, and that's a suffix we could be makel. We rely on the din mimino batam rov in lamaisa. We can rely on that, Allah l'maisa. Okay? So that's a situation where it's b'medvarim kishenishpach. Aval isha shenisarev beheter v'ula fanenu v'yefshar l'amod ashiro av'ishu misur shodareim asur, because that's called what? That's a chisaron machmas yediyah, suffik, that's toni chasar yediyah, is not called a suffik. It's not shotimei. Whereas the resh is a suffik machash nishpach, it's not lefanenu. If it's lefanenu, then check it out. Find a way to check it out. Otherwise, the shach says everything will become a joke. Quotes from the Ran. If you go lemekel in that situation, right, then lemaisa, everything is going to go up, be a joke, and therefore, lemaisa, you know, everything will what? Everything will go up in smoke. Okay? So that's the shita they have of the mechaber with the what? With the Gemara in Meseches what, which is an offshoot of the Gemara Meseches Chulin. So let's see the Gemara there in Chulin. The Gemara there in Chulin, and Daf Kufa Menav says, "Amali Rav Safra La Abaye, Mechti Rav Keman Namri Lishmaitze, Ki Rebuta Damar Min Mimino Lo Batal, Ma'ira Ki Nasan Tam, Afilu Nasan Tam Nami, Amalei Chameskin Kishkan Mesukal." You remove the original Nevela slice. Okay. You remove the original, so even according to Buda, Lamaisa, there's no Isser here. Rava gives another answer. Rava Amar, Filutem lo kadim esilko, havemino umino v'davar acher, v'chol min umino v'davar acher, silek es mino kemisheino, sheino mino rabba lovim avatlo. So what you have here is a tremendous what? What you have here is a tremendous chiddush. Lamaisa, and the Gemara has this concept where you're able to what? You're able to remove the what? Remove the min. Okay? You're able to remove the min, halacha lamaisa, and since you're able to remove the min, you're able to mavatl it, and it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. Okay? So we say the permitted slices, halacha lamaisa, have no bearing at all. When we judge the mixture, like we said, is only the Isser Nevela slice, right? It contains only the Isser Nevela slice and the soup and the spices. We don't care about the soup and the slices. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, that's what it's considered to be what? Considered to be good. Okay? That's this principle, halacha lemaisa, working within Rebuta. I wanted to also mention the machlekes Ravin Abaye that we had in the Vodazara. It could be that machlekes might have been within Rebuta, but I don't think it's mashed with that in the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya is Mas Malachas Rav and Abaye is also within the Chachamim. But this Gemara is talking within Rebbe Yehuda. So we have this tremendous Chiddush. So the Rashba writes This is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch. That you're able to what? You're able to create a scenario where you take away Silekes Mi'ino. Silekes Mi'ino. So the Rashba writes, based on this Gemara, Hu Adin Nami Ipcha. We paskin like the Rabbanan. Who hold what? What do we say in the beginning of Shir? Who do the Chum paskin like? Min B'mino is Batal. So we pass, even though the Gemara was working within Reb Yehuda, so Rashba says, Hu Adin Nami Ipcha. You can say, since we paskin like the Rabbanan, Min B'mino is Batal B'robin HaTorah. If it's Nishbach, you don't know whether the Shishim. See, like it's an Eino Mino. Remove the Eino Mino, Vashar Mino, Rabbal of Avatlo. And you create a scenario where it's been b'mino batal iser and only need shishim midrabanan, and therefore you should be makeh based on savik drabanan lakul. So what the Rashba does, it expands it, right? He expands it from the case of the Gemara, because the Gemara's case was what? Was silek esmino kemisheino. Then you create a scenario of min misheino mino. So that works according to Buda, because min b'mino is lo batal. So why can't we create the scenario, says, according to the Rashba, working with the Chachamim, that Min B'mino is Batal. So if Min B'mino is Batal, what's the din? The din is you can do the same thing to create that scenario, and therefore we could what? We could see like at She'eino Mino. See like at She'eino Mino according to the Chachamim, and therefore what? And therefore we could create a scenario that Min B'mino is going to be Batal. So the Tshach and the Taz quote a Marshal, and they say this is impossible. The Gemara was only in the case of where there's no Nesinis Tam, where it's exerts a kosov according to Reb Yehuda, min b'mino lo batal. Then you can say silik esmino. I don't care what about the Isser Mashu min b'mino, just remove it. But if the Shail is Mitzias, how do you misalik the Eino Mino? Sof kol sof is a Nesinis Tam. That's what the Shach and the Taz they quote from this Marshal. So who's that echoing? The Shach's vort that it's Nesinis Tam, Mitzias. But if you hold like the Rav's vort, that's the Pshat in the Rashba. The Lamaisa, let me ask you a question. This whole concept, what is it, magic? See, like it's Mino Shemino, like you're Houdini. You're Houdini. Right, there's three minimum, I'll just get rid of it. You know what I mean? I think they said Houdini was Jewish, they say. What is this, magic? You can't do Kishiv. Kishiv is Nesin Deraisa. What is the whole concept there of see, like it's Mino? That's what the Rav's saying. If you hold that there's a formal din, I want you guys to chop this. If you say Bittul Mashiach is a formal din, it's a halacha. That's not Siluka Metzias Tam. Then you can start saying this pilpul, that if in one taruv is its Bittul, then I can say it in another one. That's what it means. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is Lamaisa, the Iker Svar of Siluk is Minu Kimisheino, is where the Isser Nispatul from another taruvis. Then I can say, if it's Batal one Taruvus, now that I have three, I can say now it's Batal the second Taruvus, even though it's all one mixture. But what I'm saying, Ellie, it's a halachic concept. So that gives you the ability to say, if I compare two of them, then it's Batal. Then I can say, I can go Vaiter and compare it, now go Vaiter with the third mixture. If it's all if it's all an issue of Metzis, then it is magic. It's impossible. It's impossible. But if you hold Lamaisa that it's this concept of what? If you hold that it's this concept of a formality of Bittul Bashishim, then Halach Lamaisa, once it's Batal Mikoach one Taruvus, then Lamaisa it's going to be what? It's going to be Batal Mikoach another Taruvus as well, Halach Lamaisa. That is what the Pshat in the Rashba is in his expansion. And that's what the Rashba means. We paskel like the Rabbanan, you could say it in that manner as well. The Shach will say you can only say it in the manner of the Gemara. The Shach will say you can only say it in the manner of the Gemara, which he does. How does he reread the Rashba? You guys saw it inside, right? How does he reread the Rashba? He says the Rashba, as you were asking me, Ben, he only matered his Mino. He never mattered. That's us at Savit Yerais L'chumra. The Rashba never meant to make this expansion. Halacha L'maisa. And the Taz and Sifkan says he's wrong. He mattered even the Eino Mino. He wasn't just mattering the Mino. And the Rashba meant what he meant. And the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkan Zion says you can't be makel against the Shach. That Sifkan Zion Yehuda you're asking is by our Simon. Simon Sariches, you cannot be makel against the Shach. Lamaisa, you must be machmer. Even though the Pashup Shach, even according to the Rav's beer, is a very beautiful beer. But that's the way this Machloikas Shach Taz boils down to. But it's, you see how it's connected, Lamaisa. The machlokes, right? This is the godless of the Rav. He connects the Shema and Taima, which we start off in Shir, and then he brings it to what? To this nafgamina of Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, Lamaisa. You follow what I'm saying? And he's using this formality, Lamaisa, for Emford. Even though Ladina, we don't hold like it. Okay, even though with Ladina, we don't hold like it. But this is what comes out. Yes, real quick, I know Josh and, you know, and Zach, you had a kasha before, right? But I want to, there's a lot we got to do. Yeah, first Josh, and then Zachy, and then Ellie. Really quick, guys. Though, go ahead. Josh, you had a question in the beginning of Shir.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this
Mahal of the Rav saying that Shishin is an extension of Bittul Barov? Or is it its own thing? Is it in other words, it goes well, Josh, with that notion that we set from the Rav that you need Yediyah for Bittul Barov. You know what I mean? It's a halachic concept. It goes well with that. It doesn't necessarily have to be connected. But the way we said that Yediyah, remember we said that Bittul, you need Yediyah Sagavra? It goes well with that. Yes, it does. Definitely goes well. We're trying to formalize and halachicize it. Okay? Very good. Yes, Zachy, go ahead.
This Rav's word of course is against the Rashi by Shishim, against the Rosh.
We'll see. We're going to get to it, okay? That's what Ben brought up before, okay? Ellie, go ahead. I'll show you guys. I'll show you. Believe me. All three of you guys are saying the same thing. I'll show you. Patience. I'll show you. Okay, well, let's go slow. Okay, we'll show you. We'll show you both directions, above Shishim and below Shishim. Okay? All right, let's go. Everyone's saying good. But let's take it a step further, okay, of this formality the Rav wanted to say. Comes out, there's a simon later on, a kuvavim et aleph. Not kuvavim, simon kuvav. I want you to know all the din. You got to know all the makaris where it is too. You got to understand it, know where everything is. You know, sadi chesed basically. You know, it's nishpach. You got to know everything where kuf tes. We know is yavish biyavish chaber trei bottle. So the Rashba, the mechaber quotes in kuf vav sif aleph b'shem the Rashba. What happens if you have a chaticha, a quarter pounder? He has a drop of milk on it. Okay, it's got a drop of milk on it. So if he has a drop of milk on it. See, I don't mention Big Mac because Big Mac's not a good example. First of all, we're not learning Basa B'Cholov, but Big Mac's not a good example because, you know, it's Nevela meat. Basa B'Cholov is kosher OU meat with milk. That's classical Basa B'Cholov. A Big Mac is Nevela meat. The cow was shot dead or however it was, you know, Nevela. So that's why Big Mac is not a good example. So we never bring in the Big Mac. Only a quarter pounder. So you have a quarter, now we're not talking about the quarter pounder. We're talking about a kosher piece of meat, you got a drop of milk. What's the din? So the din is that the chaticha is always asa forever. It's never choseres lehetu liolum. Because the iser shabah is not nifl mimenu legamri. You can never get that drop out. So that chaticha is always asa, even if it falls into other chatichas. So the shach and sifkot and beis says, even if you don't say chaticha nasa nevela b'shari surim, there's a concept called efshar l'sochto zasar. Efshar l'sochto means is that the drop l'maisa, even though you could squeeze it out, you really can't, in a sense, and therefore it's aser. So the pshat is, said the Rav, that bittul works only mitchilas ataruvus. And kolzman, the iser is not nisbatel in the beginning of the inception of the going into the life of the chaticha, it never can be bottled afterwards. Why not? Said the Rav, it's ridiculous. If the whole word of bittul is a bittul b'metzius, so what if in the beginning it was what? There was some time there. Later on, maybe it won't be that way. Why is there a formal din? Once you started with a problem, you never can fix it. Make it tasty. Why should that be? Just get Shishim to Masalik the Tam Isser, echoing the view of the Shach, right? So the answer is no. Bittul B'Shishim is a din. It's a din Bittul Greda. It's a formalized din Bittul. It has rules and regulations. And one of the rules and regulations, no, is if it was bad in the beginning, you're done. If you didn't have Shishin in the beginning, you're done. That's it, done. Because it lends itself to formalities. There are rules and regulations, not just Tolim and Chis. Do you have the stuff there? Do you not have it? In the beginning, I didn't have the taste. Now, later on, I don't have a taste. Let it be good. It's not like that. There are rules and regulations to the Bittul. And if in the beginning you didn't have it, it's done. It's always awesome. You follow me? That's going to be what? That's the Chumrah. That's a Chumrah according to this. Memela, based on this, This is Masber Sadiches Sifches. What did it say in Sadiches Sifches? Please get all these nafkaminas. I want you to get all these nafkaminas. In Sadiches Sifches, it says Melech v'tavlin olabata afilu be'elef, because they're sharp. Salt and spices. Right? That's what it says in Ramah. Sadiches Sifches. Afilu be'elef olabata. The Shachter in Sifkan Chavtes quotes the Isser v'heter, says that din's a din d'rabanan. Because minatur it's batal b'shishim. You know what Rabbi Kivager and the Prima Gadim say? They say if you look in the Ran, it's mashal as a din d'iraisa. What's the vort? The vort is exactly this. Halacha l'maisa. The vort is, according to the Ran, if you hold it's all a vort of misalik tama iser like the shach, then kozman you taste it, even if it's more than shishim, everyone was shrying, it should be awesome in a taira, in a chanami. But the iser v'heter holds, the din bittel. It's a din bittel, it's a formal din. And lamais, I could care less whether what? Whether after shishim it's still what? You need a shir yoser gadol, like we said, from min b'shein omino. And therefore the halacha is that what? For the din bittel, you never need more than shishim to mavatal iser. I taste it, like Ellie and Ben are screaming. And Josh, you taste it, and Zachy's screaming. I don't care. It's a formal din. Now, it is a little sphere that the shach is the one who's quoting this or heter. The shach is not the one who holds a shtickle tire. Okay, that's a little sphere. Okay, I don't know. But Lamaisa, okay, you write that in your notes. That's a little sphere. But Lamaisa, that I don't think the Rav was bothered by. Maybe the Rav would say the Shach wasn't holding like this about the Ladina. He does quote him some stuff. He quotes him and stuff. He holds like, okay, maybe the Rav would say he's just quoting it as a sheet. He didn't hold like it Ladina. But whatever the case is, it comes out, even if it tastes more Lamaisa, it's considered to be okay. Now, Rav Schechter pointed out that the Tosis written of Odazara and Samach Zayin Rav Damasco Omarava, Sof Damasco Omarava, holds by Kachim Tam Kikers Minatayra, even more than Shishim. Even more than Shishim. Tam Kikker is considered, that's only by Kachim did he say it. By Chulin, we never say Tam Kikker more than Shishim. So that goes well, you know, it's a formalized din, at least by Chulin. I don't care whether you have to taste more, it stops. Memele, so how many nafkaminas do we have so far? Number one, the beer in the Ramah against the Shach, right? Number two, what? The beer in the Rashbah, yes? Against the Shach, the Shach L'shita. So what's number three? You guys could say a whole stickle tire in your shul this Shabbos on this. Okay, I don't know if the Baal Batim will relate, but you'll get him to relate, right? What's number three? Number three is this din of what? Is this din of Bitl Ba'ascholos HaTaruvis, Kufav. Simen Kufav comes out to be the Rashba L'shita, so it works beautifully. Number four, the din of what? Avila L'taymet. This is the Retter. Number five, Nachanaf Kemine. Number five. I remember Shechter saying to us, you know, the Rav, when he was doing Yordaya, he would ask on the Bechina, give me six nafkaminas. He wanted every one of the nafkaminas that he said in Shir, on his Bechina. So, Lamaisa, so what number nafkamina are we up to? Five. Fifth nafkamina, I think. So everyone was asking, Ben and Ellie and Jackie, what about, it's Zachy or Jackie? It's Zachy, no? Not Jackie, Zachy. I see your picture, Zachy, I don't see your face. Where's Avi today? I don't see Avi. Eitan, where's Avi? Eitan, are you there? I don't know. I just see his words. Okay. I didn't speak to them. What's a fifth nafkamina? What's a fifth nafkamina? So listen to this nafkamina. Rashi. Everyone was asking. Rashi and Chulin, Sari Chesim and Baalim, Dirmaskim and Shishim. We learned it. What does he say? Teimis Kfeila, you cannot rely on by Min Mishen Omino. Yes? You need Shishim, Beheter, Keneged Isser. We only say Kfeil is Lechumra, according to Rashi. Remember that? If it's less than 60, you can't say, oh, let the guy taste it and I'm okay. It's not good. You need to have Shishim. Lechura Tzapela. Why is the chef not alone enough? If it's not Nirgash, it should be Mutter. Tosis asked the Kasha right there, Dirmasko Kol. According to the Rav's shot, it's beautiful. Lamaisa, according to Rashi, Bittul B'Shishim is not to get rid of the Tama Isser. It's a shear. Here you need it. So it goes both ways, Ben. Above 60 and less than 60. Above 60 and less than 60. I don't care whether less than 60 the chef said there's no taste. There's a din, Yehuda. You need to have shishim. That's it. You need to have shishim, halacha l'maaseh. You don't have shishim, you're done. It's a formal din. And it works both ways. Halacha l'maaseh. And it comes out that according to Rashi, min b'mino, which is like l'meikah mataima, we know, you need shishim. If you assume you need shishim in atara on lach balach, in order to mavatel the iser. Could even be by any lach balach, even l'maaseh min b'mino, you might need shishim in atara. That's a big, big machloikas, guys. Do you need shishim min haTorah according to Rashi? Okay? Do you need shishim min haTorah or not, by min mishen omino or not? The Marik in Simon Kuf Mem Dalet says, according to Rashi, Tam Kikah is the Rabbanon, the Shir Shishim is the Rabbanon. But the Chassam Sofer in the Chidushim in Chulin, and Sadi Chesim after Maskel Kol says, even Rashi is Moda, that you need shishim min haTorah, even though Tam Kikah is the Rabbanon. Tam Kikah is only the Rabbanon, when you have shishim, that's all Rashi meant. When you still feel the tam isser, when you have shishim, then it's the rabbanon. But in a chanami, Rashi's mode in general that you need shishim min atayr. So it's not to get rid of tam isser; it's a din, it's a shir in bittul tarubas lach balach. You need it halach l'maisa. And even according to Marik, that it's only the rabbanon, it's also a kach tiktu chachamim. Called the tikkun mani kain rice a tikkun. It's not dependent on the sinus tam. So whether you learn like the Marik or the Chassam Sofer, Lemaisa, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, it's not an issue of Nesinus, of Metzias, of Mesalik Tamisr. It's a formalized din, Halach Lemaisa. It's a formalized din, Halach Lemaisa. And the truth is, if you look in Rashi and Chulin, on Kuf Tesim and Aleph, Rashi says, Dir Maskavasu, Min Bimina Lo Batal, and Rashi says, that even though the mino is bevadim it's starif to mavatal the argoshes tam iser, you still need shishim the eno mino midin bittel, and it doesn't work because Reb Yudol is min mino lo bittel. So from Rashi, it's all formalized dinim. It works very well in the Rashi halacha lemaisa. If you look in Reb Chaim in Hilchos Trumas, he brings up such a svara. Even though he himself at the end of the day says that shishim is bidin mesalik tam iser, but the bottom line is that there is a svar out there, and that's what Rashi's saying, halach l'maisa. So that's Masber, the Shita of the Te'imis Kfeil as well. A sixth nafkamina. We get to the Ma'ari. What's the Ma'ari? Who is the Ma'ari? The Trumas Hadeshin? Who is the Ma'ari? We have to check out who the Ma'ari is. Isn't he the Trumas Hadeshin? I'm not sure. But the Ma'ari, the Shah quotes in Kuf Tesif Kon Yud, we had it. That min b'shein amina by yavish b'yavish. What did the Ma'ari say? Anyone remember? What did the Ma'ari say? By min mishen aminu, by shishim. Yavish b'yavish, you need shishim in atayra. Excellent, Yaakov. You need shishim in atayra, he yelled. By yavish b'yavish, he said. It's min mishen aminu, shishim in atayra. So if it's mitzad tziluk yisr, that's ridiculous. There's no, by yavish b'yavish, there's no tam. Why would you need shishim in atayra? Elevo den, it's a formal din. And he holds like the Ramad, it's a din bittel. And any taruvus min b'mino, I don't care even if it's yavish b'yavish, needs shishim. Stam, even though there's no nesina stam. And the shach is choylek. Because the shach says you only need a mineral bonon. Because the shach is l'shitaso. It's bidin siluk tam iser. There's no way you should need shishim in atar. There's no tam. So only thing you need is what? You need there's a dindar bonon, you need shishim. But to say that you need shishim in atar, no way. The shach is l'shitaso. So that's a sixth nafkamina. The shach's right there. Sifkot and Vav and Kuf Tes. I'm sorry, Kuf Yud. Kuf Tes, Sifkot and Yud. No? It's not there? You'll look it up. I saw it this morning there. No, it's not there? Sifkot and Yud. The shach there. No?
Ma'ari
says
that
Shishim
going to
Darabana.
No,
that Ma'ari's... What'd you say? Tosis and Psochim? Amem Gimel and Beis? So it's not the Ma'ari, he says? All right, so then I misquoted it then. The Ma'ari holds. Okay, then it's the Taisim Sochem. Okay, let me look at it again. I misquoted. Then we have to. Eli's saying that he didn't say that. Let me just see the. All right, we'll look it up, Lienetter. I'll look it up. Whatever it is, that Sheet of the Maisa, that holds this minatari, if it's not the Ma'ari, it's the Taisus, right, is based on this vort, okay? Okay, so it's Taisus and Sakhim. Thank you, Eli. All right. Okay. Right, exactly. That's why the Shach would only say Yitzchak, it's only the Rabbanan. Correct. The requirement of Shishim is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, it's just instead of the Ma'ari, it's the... But I'll tell you why it doesn't work out. I'll tell you why it would have worked much better. Because the Ma'ari in Sifkat and Ches, what does the Shach say in Sifkat and Ches? B'shem the Ma'ari. He says that if you have two minim, yes? Yavish b'yavish min b'shein omino, and there are two minim that are mixed, they're Chalukin b'shman. They have different names and they're shoving Bimara. So the Shach says, who cares? Shach says, who cares a Chaluk and Bishman? Shach says, it's always issue of Tom. So the Ma'ari is Lashitoso, it's a Din Bittel. Yeah? That it's a Din Bittel. So that's why it would work beautifully. So you're saying, read again the Ma'ari, read it again. Read it again there, Ellie. The one you read before, go ahead. B'shem the Ma'ari saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. We got to look because it would come out the Ma'ari l'shitaso then. Now it come out the Ma'ari l'shitaso. Now it comes out to be a steer in the Ma'ari, if what you're saying is correct. Because the Ma'ari l'maisa quotes, you see Sifkan Ches in the Shach? He quotes B'shem the Ma'ari, right? That Taruv is Yavash Min B'shem Amino. You can have a case where there are two minim where the Chalukin B'shman. Maybe that's the Pshat. Maybe that's the Pshat when he meant it was Min HaTorah. You understand what I'm saying? When he says in Yud that it's the Rabbanan, that's not when it's Chaluk and Bishman. If it's Chaluk and Bishman, this, the Ma'ari would say you need it Minat Torah. No, but I'm saying Sifkat and Ches. When he says you have two minim Chaluk and Bishman, he says you need Minat Torah Lomaisa. You need Minat Torah Shishim. And the Shach says, why do you need that? Well, who cares about the Chalukim B'Shman? The Chalukim B'Taimen is the Iker, right? The Ma'ari says the scenario of Min M'Shein Amino by Yavish B'Yavish is when the two Minim are mixed together in Chalukim B'Shman. Chalukim B'Shman, the Shach Es and Sifkon Ches doesn't play a role. It's all totally in time. So I'm saying the answer is that it's a Din in what? Din in Bittel. If you hold the Shema like the Ramah, then it works well to Shitaso. So let me look again at Ches and Yud. I thought that's what it worked out, Lamaisa. But okay, Lamaisa, that comes out to be a sixth nafkamina, whichever sheet it is. Shkoyecheli. But it's interesting. Another nafkamina might be Chozer Veneor. The Shach says in Sadi Tesifkon Chafalof B'Shem the Ma'ari Halacha Lamaisa that if you hold Machloekes Ramban and Ravid, whether Isser that's been nullified, you say Chozer Veneor. When you increase the taruvis, according to Ramban, it's chozer v'neor. The isser is chozer v'neor because the old bittul b'shishim is b'din siluk tama isser. And then when it's chozer v'neor, then it's usser. The rivet holds no. The rivet holds is a formal din. Once it's done, it's done. Once you're nullified, we don't say chozer v'neor. We don't say chozer v'neor. So Rav Schechter pointed out that the Shach quotes the Ma'ari in Sadi Tes Sifkot and Kaf Aleph that says Min B'Shein Omino is a problem of Chozer V'Neir. That blows up what we just said. The Ma'ari seems to be going with Hargash's Tam, but that would go well with what Eli's saying. Rav Schechter pointed out there's a Ma'ari, there's a third Ma'ari. We've quoted two Ma'aris. Sifkot and Yud, Sifkot and Ches and Kuftes, and Sadi Tes Sifkot and what? Sifkot and Kaf Aleph. That third one says Beferus, it's all totally in Hargash's Tam. So maybe that would go well with what you're saying, Eli. That would go well with what you're saying. It just wouldn't work well with the Shach and Sifkat and Ches that says it's totally Bishman. It's totally in Chaluk and Bishman. But nonetheless, those are the three sheetas that emerge here. And another nafkimi, so a seventh nafkimi would be Chozer V'Neir. Would you say Chozer V'Neir or not? Halacha L'maisa. Machlokes Ramban and Ravid. But what I want to bring out, I want to stress this, guys, is this beautiful vort of the Rav, and as you point out earlier, Josh, it goes well with what he said about Bittel Taruvis, that there's a formalization of what? Of Bittel. You need Yediyah, the Taruvis, that's the suffix latest of Taruvis, and it goes well with this Din Shishim. It's not totally in the Sinus Tam. It's totally in a formal what? You need a Shir Gadol, and Shishim brings that, and that'll be a Kula and Chumrah. Sometimes you won't taste it less than 60. I don't care. You still need the 60. Sometimes you'll taste it more than 60. I don't care. As long as you have shishim, it's good. Works in both directions. So that's the chiddush that we want to bring out here regarding this din. Now, what are the other biurim in the Ramah to answer up the shach? So we should say over to Taz, which is on the spot here. We should say over to Taz. Now, I just want to mention, Lamaisa, I just want to mention that there is a caveat to this Taz that I want to bring out, okay? There is a caveat to this Taz that I want to bring out here based on this Aruch HaShulchan. But let's say over what the Taz, said first, and then also we have to say over this Igros Moshe. It's getting late already. Okay, and then we have to get to the tasting. So the Taz writes like this. He says, I can be mazbe the Ramah. He says, I'll pi rov situations. You never find that two minim, their tastes are the opposite. And they're the same shame. He says, in that case, l'divrei hakol, the din would be that's min b'sheino mino. And that would aser b'nesinis tam. So what are Abai and Rav arguing on? They're arguing on isurim that are aser b'mashahu. And Rava holds, even though they're completely distinct in taste, since of the same name, it's considered to be min b'mino, and it ashes b'mashu. And Abai says they're completely different in taste, so it's min b'sheno mino, it's baltu b'shishim. But the chiddush of the Taz is that not only do they argue by things that are asur b'mashu, they also argue by things that are shari surim, which is different than what we said from the Shach. Right? The Shach said they're only arguing by things of isur mashu. Taz says not true. What else are they arguing on? Where there's a shinui tam muat bena isurim. Where there's a shinui tam muat bena isurim. According to Rava, since they're chalukin bishmam, it's min b'sheino mino. And he says it's asim in the araisa. Even though there's a tam muat, it doesn't make a difference, lamaisa. As long as they're chalukin bishmam, it'll be an issur di araisa. But if they're shavim bishmam, then we say it's Balta Barov, despite the fact there's a Chiluk Tam Muat. That doesn't play a role. We don't say Tam Kicker. That's Rava. And Abai says no. Abai says only if they're what? Are completely distinct in Tam, is it Min Misheno Mino. But if they're similar to one another, even though they're Chaluk and Bishmam, if they're similar to one another in taste, even though they're Chaluk and Bishmam, it's considered in Min Echad. In Dirais, it's Balta Barov. It derives its Balta Barov. And that, he says, is what the Ramah is talking about. Min b'mino we go baser shame, and if their shmams are similar, it's min echad, it's Balta Barov. And there's no shach nesinis tam. Because it's not matsui, they have shnei dvarim that are equal to shmam, and they have ta'amim hafachim. Even if there's a little shinui b'tamam, I don't care. Midarais, it doesn't ask him in his tam, a little nesinis tam. And it's meduyuk, l'maisa. It's Meduyuk. What are the Beis Yosef? You'll see it today if you didn't see it. What are the Beis Yosef's examples? What are the Beis Yosef's examples in Dibur Maska Matzati Kosov for Min Mishen Omino? What does he say? He brings examples of Min Mishen Omino because there's a Chiluk Hashem. And he doesn't bring examples where the tastes are completely distinct. For example, right? He brings like Kibasar Ofu Behema. Oaf and Behemah are different names, but are their tastes so much different? If you blindfold a guy, can he really taste the difference between chicken and meat? Okay, maybe some guys can, but you know, it's not so distinct. Okay? It's not so distinct. So he says, that's Meduyuk in the Beis Yosef. That's the Machloikis. And that's the concept, Lamaisa. You know, the Taz brings a Raya. Min b'mino mamish can go basser and basser. The Chatichas basser is good. Maybe a little bit better than the other one, and it gives time into the other one. That's not considered Nesinis Tam. So that's the Taz's way to read the Ramah, and that's how he frempers the Ramah. So I want you to get it. It's a Machlekes Shach Taz. What's the Machlekes Abai Rav in the Gemara? Shach limited only the things that are Asher B'mashu. Abai, the Taz extends it to a little bit outside of that, to things that have a slight, you know, difference in taste. Now this Taz, Daruch HaShulchan in Sif Lamed Zayin, says it only works well if you hold like the Rosh, Udi'ime, that Isser is not Pachlehetter. That's what he wants to say. He says it only works well, he says, Beferish in Oslam and Zion, Amnam Teretze Yal Rak Lashita Zatur Rosh, Isser not Pachlehetter, any kind of Isser Klal. You could say this what? You could say this Hesber that he's saying Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? That's what he wants to tie it. If you say like what? If you say like this Taz, it only works well. It only works well if you work what with if you saw Isser Nepachlehetter. The truth of the matter is, if you hold like the Rav, that's not the case. If you hold like the Svar of the Rav, then even the Mechaber and the Rashba, Lamaisa, it works even if you don't hold Isser Nepachlehetter. Because again, it's the formalization of this din. And you, if it's a formalization of this din, Lamaisa, you could say that even if the Isser is not Nepach Leheter, I hold Lamaisa that it's a din bittel, and I can expand it like the Rashba does, like the Taz does, to the case of Silukas Ein Amino, and Halacha Lamaisa, it's not an issue of Siluk Tam, and therefore I can say it even by the Ein Amino. And that's what the Taz is saying. I can mata the Ein Amino as well, but you don't have to say it like the Aruch HaShulchan that the Taz is assuming like the Rosh. This is Nepalhat. You could say the whole Shtikot Torah of the Rav, so it's like an eighth nafka minit. You could say the Taz with the Rav's Hesber, Halach Lamaisa, you don't have to pigeonhole it into holding like the Rosh, Halach Lamaisa.
The Taz says
this is what the Ramah is saying. The Taz says this is what the Ramah is saying. Correct, Yitzchak. This is the Taich. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Taz's Hesber works only with the Rosh. It's Nepalhat. Say like the Rav, you could say the Taz's Hesber, you know, even without the Rosh. Okay? Because what you're saying is that if you learn like the Shach, you got a problem of Tom the whole way. I can offset that by saying no, I don't have Tom because halakhically I transformed it into Heter. So according to the Rav, you don't have to say that though. According to the Rav, you can just say we're formalizing saying that there's bittul. You don't have to say the extreme that, you know, Isser's not Pachlehetter. The Aruch HaShulchan's working with, oh, how am I going to get out of the problem of Mesalik the Tam, the Sinistam. Must be the Taz. I mean, if I didn't know the Rav Shtukot Torah, I would have said like the Aruch HaShulchan too. How can you say like the Taz, there's an Sinistam with the Ein Amino? Ella the Vorda is not Pachlehetter. I would have said like the Aruch HaShulchan if I didn't know the Shtukot Torah, the Rav. Okay, that's... So we have the Taz, and we have the whole Malach of the Rav. I want to say over Reb Moshe, okay? Reb Moshe, Igros Moshe, is also a beautiful fort. In Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph Yordea, Simen Mem Gimel, Anaf Gimel. Okay? Again, Yordea Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Gimel, Chuvus Mem Gimel, Anaf Gimel. Moiradik, what Reb Moshe says. Listen to what Reb Moshe says. It says like this, okay? What is the Machleik Zabai Rav in the Gemara? Okay? What is the Machleik Zabai Rav in the Gemara? So he says, according to Abaye, the Tam is not Batal because it's considered Eina Ma'ur of Klal. It's Nishar B'Yisuro. And anytime you taste Murgash Atam, even though it's Shem Echad, I don't care. Even though it's Shem Echad, the bottom line is the Tam is not Misbatal, and it asks the whole Taruvus. Again, according to Abai, says Reb Moshe, the whole word is that it's considered to be what time is not about because it's not Ma'uruf. It's like Nikar, according to what? According to Abai. And therefore, I don't care about Shemos. Whereas Rava says, not that way. He says the time is Nechshav Ma'uruf, and we say that it's Bittul Barov, and we say the time is Mugash B'Taruvus, I don't care. Shmo Alav. And therefore what? Nimsha Shaddai and Shmolav, and therefore it's not Batal. But if it's Shavin Bishmam, and they're not the what? And they're not the same Tam, but it's Shavin Bishmam, the Tam is not Mashana, the same Taruvus. And therefore what? Since there's only Tam, it would be Batal Barov. So it boils down to be the Machlekes Abai V'Rava, according to Ramosha, is exactly what? That according to Rava, when you say Basar, Abaye, the Shach says Basar Tam. So Lamaisa, is the Shach paskin like Abaye? No, of course not. As we said. So again, the Machloikis is Lamaisa. When Rava says Shema, He says the tam is considered a me'uruf. It's not considered to be separate in nikkur. That's the nekudas ha'machloikas, says Rav Moshe. What do you do with the tam? Abai says the tam is distinct. It remains different. And therefore we assume we go basar taima. It doesn't become batal. And therefore the whole taruvah is asar. According to Rava, no, it's not true. The tam is considered a me'uruf. And it is shayach bittul. The only thing you look at is the shema, is the identification. And if it's different names, then it's not batal. If it's the same, then it'll be batal. Aye, this time I don't care about it. The time is not nikar. It's considered to be what? It's considered me'uruf, and therefore shayach bittul barof. Basically, he's saying, do you still have a teruvus or not? It's a machlekes abayi rava. It's a machlekes abayi rava. And therefore, the ramah, lemaisa, when he paskins, you go baser shema, Lamar is basically saying, when the Ramah says, according to the Ramah, that's the Machlekes Abayi V'Rava. Machlekes Abayi V'Rava is in a situation where, Lamar, is it considered to be what? Is it considered to be Batal? Or is it not considered to be Batal? Is it considered to be Nikar or not Nikar? So that's the Machlekes that says Ramah is the Machlekes Tin Abayi V'Rava. And Lamar, it comes out, when the Ramah says, you go Basar Shema, is in a situation where, you know, the nekudas ha'machlokes between Abayi v'Rava is it considered to be nikar or not? And you avoid the whole machlokes Abayi v'Rava. You can't say the shach is paskin like Abayi, like we said in the beginning of Shir. And therefore, according to Rav Moshe, you avoid that by saying that this is the Hesber. That's what Rav Moshe wants to taina. Halacha l'maisa. That the Iker Din Tom Kickers ain't a bottle in that case. Okay. I want to just close with the following. We said we get to this. Let's just get to this. Two Nakudas I want to just mention. The Primogodim and the Psychalichos Taruvis Chela Gimel Perak Aleph says that the Isser Veheter says that more than Shishim is a Tom Kolish. A Tom Kolish, the Torah did Nasser. Remember we had that din about the Milsa Davidi B'taima, one of those nafkaminas. So the Primogodim mentions over there that the Hezber Nisr V'Heter is that it's Tam Kolish after Shishim. A Tam Kolish, the Torah din Nasr. The last thing I just wanted to do, just very quickly, that I want you to see, is about the tasting. In this Taz, we say, Allah Lamas Pesche Tshuva quotes it right here in Sifkat Na'alev. What about tasting? So tasting with your tongue is an issur d'rabbanan. When you have this nishbach, when you have the taste it with your tongue. What about tasting it and spitting it out? Which is a little bit more, boleo polate. So the Rivash says this is also an issur d'rabbanan. So the Primogodim says, I don't understand it. The Gemara says in Chulin Kuf Gimel, nene, grono. It's a big machlech b'yochon and Rish Lakish. Is it nene, grono, or is it, you know, is it meyav? It's Hanas Meyav or Hanas Grono. So he says, by Boleo Polet Nene Checho. So it should be an Issa D'Raisa. So he blibes Sarachiyun on that. So how do we hold? So the Taz, according to Primogodim, says that Tima with your tongue and also swallow, Boleo and Polet, you don't swallow it, is Mutter, because the whole thing is Durabanan. Savik Durabanan Lakula, and the Rai is from Mara, the gallbladder, and Simon Mem Base. So please get that. The Taz says the whole thing is Durabon. In both cases, the tongue and Boleo Pole. And he brings a riot from Membez. It's a Savik Durabon Lakula. And the Shach says it's wrong. By Mara, they were Mako because of special reasons. It's Milsalo Shchicha. See, if you have an animal that has no gallbladder, it's a Trefa. If it's Natula Lagami, it's very infrequent. Many times it's Nivla Bimkomo. It gets swallowed up in the liver. And Lamaisa, many times you end up tasting the Mara, more often or not, and the Primogodim adds on, even if it is removed. Many poskim say it's good. If there was no gallbladder. He says, anyway, Lamaisa, Avabachos Suffolk Isri says, is Usr Afilifton Bilshono. He says, that's the sheet of the Marshal, Halach Lamaisa, and the Pischechuva, and the Primogodim are Machriel, Halach, like the Shakti. You're not allowed to taste it with your tongue in this case. And not a lot of boleo polate either. Now the Tzemech Tzedek says by all these Suri the Rabbani's Mekel, Ishari Tima, even Tima they are boleo polate. Even Tima they are boleo polate. Halach Lamaisi says Lamaisi is Mutter. Even he says all these issues of Rabbanon are shari b'tima, even tima of bole of pole. Why? Because it's an issue of the Rabbanon. Issue of Rabbanon lo gazer. But there's one other sheet that we should mention, and that's the sheet of the note of Yehuda, who's machmer, and he says even tima b'loshon is a problem, even by issur of the Rabbanon. The only thing that is makel is by an issur pogum. An issur of Rabbanon that's pogum will allow loshon, not bole o pole. Bole o pole is more, you know, intense. You swallow it, you spit it up. Not that you swallow in your stomach. So the bottom line is that we hold like the shach, that really everything is usur. And membeis by the gallbladder is no rye at all, because many posts say it's okay even if it's not there. Most of the times it is there, and therefore you box in that kula and you don't expand it at all, halacha l'maisa. So that's what comes out, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow we got to go vayta. So today, try to finish up Aleph and Beis and Gimel. Okay, and if you have time, you start Dalet. There's always what to do. Okay, there's always what to do. So we'll go vayta. Okay, who had